Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, talkers. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. We're hanging out with Lori and Julia. It's 5 o'clock. We've got a lot coming up this hour, but what should we look for right now? Huh? What's coming up right now?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
And we were all at happy hour.
Oh, I'm going to be having happy hour very soon.
But we all are. Lori.
Yeah, but I mean, really soon.
Are you like doing something on the show?
Yeah,
like,
Shania Twain. I'm going to be out of here in downtown by 6:25.
There you go.
But you're staying for our complete show today.
Yes, I am. Staying for the
We'll sneak in another Shania song for you to get you happy and going before.
Yeah, lucky. I did text Jason. I said, are you going?
Is he?
He's thinking about it. And that was like a half hour ago.
Okay.
So I'm like, think harder, faster.
Come on.
But she has a warm-up person.
Yeah, she does. Listen, I can totally see why Jason would think twice based on his horrible hours. I would never be able to be the concertina owl that I am if I had to get up at 4:30 in the morning.
You wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Did you like how I called myself a concertina
yes,
owl? Do you even know what a concertina is?
I think so.
What is it?
A delightful woman who likes to go to a lot of concerts and dances around in them like a little butterfly ballerina.
I like your description, but I think a concertina is a type of accordion.
There is actually. I was taking it from concert.
No, but look and see, Grant, if a concertina is a type of accordion. I don't know where. An accordion.
I thought you meant accordion.
Like a type of accordion, a concertina accordion.
Yeah, it is. It's like those little octagon shaped ones that are about the size of the palm of your hand.
Yes.
And you move it like this, just like every accordion, but yes,
but it's a concertina,
a free reed musical instrument.
Yeah. I'm a concertina owl
in the accordion and harmonica accordion family.
Okay. Just blow a little wind into her and expand and extract and she'll make more noise.
That's right.
Noise.
Okay. So I have a couple of things. So the other great photo that we saw last night before Harry and Meghan were wildly chased through the streets of New York. They look so glamorous, but also Bulgari decided at the same time as the Cannes Film Festival, because maybe their people are making their way down to Cannes. They had a Bulgari jewelry event last night, and the faces of Bulgari are Anne Hathaway, Zendaya, and Priyanka Chopra.
Beautiful.
They showed up in the most amazing gowns and dresses. Anyway, it's posted for your pleasure. Anne Hathaway's was like this mesh dress with a hood.
Did we post this?
Yeah, we did. I don't know. You know, to me, if you could get away anywhere in the world with wearing a mesh cocktail with a hood, seems like Venice.
Is the hood is the place the hood will cover you?
Yeah, doesn't it always seem, well, you have to look at it because there's a montage, but doesn't it always seem like people in Venice in different movies are always walking through the sidewalks, turning around corners and hoods?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, you're so funny.
I know, but it's true. As maybe when I watched the Borgias, but I felt like Anne Hathaway.
She looks amazing.
Had Priyanka. Should have given her necklace to Priyanka. Zendaya had the best Bulgari.
Oh, yeah, she really did.
Stunning.
My gosh, look at what these ladies look like. Amazing.
Amazing gowns. Yeah. Really, really
amazing.
Fun. And then Sydney Sweeney shows up at a premiere. And the last time we really talked about her, it was all the speculation about whether or not she and Glenn Powell hooked up in real life while working in Australia on their upcoming rom-com called Anyone But You. And Glenn and his girlfriend, Gigi Paris, broke up. But for what it's worth, at the premiere of her movie that she was at last night, wearing Tory Burch. Now, we didn't post this photo, but I'll just say that this is when I think of Sydney Sweeney, I don't think of a Tory Burch woman.
Oh, not at all.
She's the face of Tory Burch. No. She wore Tory Burch to the Met Gala.
No. She's wearing Tory Burch. Face of.
But Tory Burch is trying to go younger.
Yeah, and all right. Then there you go.
Okay, but I just, it seems like a misfit of brands. But she's at this, it's going to be an HBO, it's an HBO movie that was made. And they showed a premiere, not a premiere, just a 30, maybe 20 second trailer of this. And it's just Amanda Sweeney's face. And she looks terrified or drugged. I'm not sure which. And then it says, reality, HBO Max, May 30th or something like that. Okay. So this is what the movie is about. It's next week. It's dropping on HBO Max. It's a docudrama based on, and I'm going to give you a prize.
This is your girlfriend, Grant.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to give TV you a prize.
I love it.
Your
it's
TV
based
girlfriend.
On based on reality winner. $5 for either one of you who can
on reality what?
Reality winner. Do you remember that name? Because that name stuck out, and it seemed like it was made up like a movie name. You couldn't believe it when it was in the news, and it was in the news about 8 years ago.
No, I don't.
No, just give me one more clue. Come on, give me another one. I'm not giving up yet.
Somebody who got the longest sentence ever handed down for something that they did with the media.
Not a Miss America or Miss Universe speech. Reality winner.
This is the former Air Force linguist and NSA contractor who leaked classified documents about Russian interference in the 2016 election to The Intercept, which was a website. And she got the longest sentence ever handed down for the unauthorized release of government information to the media. And that was her name, Reality Winner.
So this is the new Cindy Sweeney movie that she's going to be working on?
That's right. And the word is that HBO Max, based on when this movie premiered at the
South by Southwest? Or?
No, the Sundance.
Oh, Sundance last year. Okay.
This past February. Yeah, right. That it had such strong audience reaction. They bought it. She's being described. It's based on a Broadway play that this woman wrote and directed, and it actually premiered at the Berlin Film Festival, but she's been called remarkable in this, outstanding, devastating, best performance of her career. And of course, she's had some good, I mean, Euphoria, she's amazing. She was a terrifying young person in White Lotus.
Yeah, she was.
You know, she's playing a whistleblower in this film based on a true story about reality winners. So this comes before the rom-com, and all the gossip is that she could get nominated for something. She's that good in this role. And we know Hollywood is looking for its next Jennifer Lawrence or Emma Stone, and reality could do this for Sydney.
Okay.
But following up with a rom-com, her team will have to manage the marketing on that, you know, just because, depending on what else is going on.
I will say, though, her fashion sense has been all over the board, so that's why the Tory Burch to me always felt very classy. And just kind of,
I think of a woman in her 40s. First of all, I think of you having to be in your 40s to afford it.
But late 30s.
She's 25.
Yeah, so that's the disconnect. But Cindy Sweeney's character.
Sydney. I love how you call her Sydney.
That's combining both of her names.
Right.
I like to take shortcuts with language, people.
Cindy.
But she, Euphoria. She stood out as an amazing actress to me.
Yes.
She really did.
Yeah.
I bought into everything.
Everything. I know it.
Even though it was a terrible story.
Oh, right. Hard to watch. Yes.
Terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, well, the word is this is a good movie. Mm. And she's terrific in it.
I'm liking it.
And that's why it's called Reality, because that woman was actually named Reality
Winner
by her parents. It sounds like a horse. name.
It does. You know? It's like it's going to race
at the... And I remember at the time when she, like, it was, like, she did an interview with Nightline or something. She was allowed to do it, and she explained how her parents named her that because their last name, they wanted her to be a winner at life in real life, reality winner.
Gosh.
Yeah, goofy. Angelina Jolie has made news, Julia.
I saw this.
This is kind of a cool, this is a very cool idea. Uh-huh. She shared a look on Instagram, and what she is doing is we had known that she was doing something because she had petitioned, you know, she'd signed up for a trademark for Atelier Jolie. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, what's Angela going to, you know, right. Angelina going right. to do? And anyway, it's apparently you're going to be able to, they have what they call dead stock, which is material rolls of fabric that are left unsold by fabric mills or left over when a brand. And she's going to have artisans. And anyway,
she's providing an environment where people can make clothes and create.
Yes.
And buying the supplies and everything.
And buy the quality vintage and work with. It's a really cool idea.
I wanted to do this with an invention gallery. Like have an attorney there, have a person that can draw CAD drawings, have some, you know, property. I think this is brilliant. I wanted to do this with people come forward with your inventions. Let's see if they fly or don't. But you have the right people there to vet the process.
And that's what she's going to, and it's sustainable fashion. Mm-hmm. And I bet her kids, you know, because we've seen her daughters both wear things from her closet.
Yes.
And they might be like, Mom. So that's kind
good
of
for her.
I know it. I thought you would like that. And I love that I do remember that you had that idea.
No, I still.
An atelier of invention.
I want just an invention for inventions. Mm-hmm. But it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Way to go, Angelina.
Way to go, Angelina.
And you didn't even bring up Brad Pitt or his house is in New Orleans. It's time. That's amazing.
Wow.
And I had my, you know, I was ready for it.
I had
a cough button ready to push for.
I didn't say it.
All right, Grant, when we come back, it's time for you to give us the dirt alert. Hey, it's Lori and Julia here.
For First Equity Mortgage.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about mortgages. And let's talk about Dave and the team. Again, they had one of the gals from, I think, the GMA this morning. She was like, I wouldn't say that she was yelling at the audience, but she was just like, Americans are in too much credit card debt. And if you have anything that you have equity in, you need to talk to a mortgage lender and find out what you can do so you can pay that off, because it's so hard to get out from under it.
And
and the interest is so high.
26% on average, yeah.
She said the same thing that David says. Maybe it was like 3 years ago or 2 years ago that your home got looked at, but you take a look at it again.
Absolutely. Call them at 763-251-3000. And is that the right number? Or keyword David at My Talk.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Okay, Grant, what do you have for us?
Well, let's start out right now with some Kim Kardashian. Actually, you know what? Let's go to the sweeping topic of the day right now, which has been, we've talked about this earlier, the news surrounding Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes.
And their, you know, recent experience of pretty much a high-speed chase from paparazzi. And we've got some more information, not really more information, but it's kind of, because didn't the NYPD come out and say that this was not?
Eric Adams, the mayor, said it's kind of hard to believe that anyone could be chased for 2 hours.
Yes.
But yet, in fact, that is what happened.
Yes.
Because of the amount of time it took from them to get in their SUV and go from wherever they were on the Upper West Side over to the FDR, getting through town. And they had paparazzi, a couple of them on scooters, but it was six black SUVs with tinted windows and obscured license plates.
Yes.
I can't believe they're not. I mean, are they doing more looking into this? Because this is great. This is a.
It's
scary.
Chilling.
It is.
It's chilling.
And like you guys said, I mean, you know, the protect. I mean, it.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You sent me this quote from Twitter and it made absolute sense to me that, like, over in the U.K., you know, we can't even get them the protection they need. And this is proof that they need this protection.
Perry pays for his thing. But yes, when Charles pulled their security on 24-hour notice, he writes about this in the book. He absolutely panicked because he said, Pa and Willie know better than anybody all the nutters that are out there. And the continual threats that come our family's way. So Dan Wooten, who openly hates hates Meghan and Harry, he tweeted this a few hours
ago.
Wait a
second. This is a guy that openly hates
Harry. He works for the Daily Mail. Okay. They've already paid Harry once. The Daily Mail has also paid Prince William a sum from like 10 years ago.
Right.
He wrote, not good if Harry and Meghan were dangerously pursued by paparazzi after their appearance in New York. Of course, this sort of car chase would never have happened in the UK, where they were protected by long-term and respectful agreements between the media and royal family. Okay. He swore up and down, this very same Dan Wooten, that there is no agreement between the media and the royal family.
Oh, okay. So,
okay. Now you're finally confirming what Harry had told us.
Flipping the script there a little bit.
That this was a thing that they had. So,
wow.
Yeah. And of course, the media in the UK is saying that Harry and Meghan are exaggerating, that it was only near catastrophic. Do they not know the meaning of near?
Right.
Jeez. So, anyway, they can't keep their lion stories straight over there, that toxic British media.
Yeah, the Pops, as I learned today, paparazzi for
Paps,
sure. The Pops. Yeah, Paps. Yeah, Paps. Yeah, Paps. Mm-hmm. So, I think
scary,
obviously more to come probably in time, but we know it's just so fresh. But let's jump over to Kim Kardashian. She did something really cool for Mother's Day. She's helping, she teamed up with the CEO, Michael Rubin of Fanatics, and they're working for this thing called Reform, which is an organization that seeks to change probation and parole policies across the U.S. And so this pairing that she did, Kim Kardashian, she helped pay off legal fees for more than 50 mothers on Mother's Day. And this is to cover the cost of more than 50 moms' legal representation across the nation. So ones that are trying to, you know, not be stuck in jail, that don't need to be stuck in jail for a petty crime or something
that. Nice.
So that they can be the parental guidance or be the parent that they need to be. Teaming up with Michael Rubin from Fanatics. Now, that is a unique pairing to me, in my eyes. I don't know if you guys.
Because
Fanatics is a big, it's a sports brand company.
Yes, it is.
It's a very large clothing.
They own every
website you go to buy a Twins hat, to buy a Vikings hat.
They own everything. All of the professional football brand merchandise.
So they really could probably afford to do 500.
There you go. There's a lot. What Fanatics has done over the last few years to the world of sports and memorabilia and collecting and just general with apparel, they have made billions of dollars.
Wow.
So it could be more than 50, but it is unique that she's pairing up with Michael Rubin. I found that part to be somewhat interesting. Did you guys get a chance to hear about the Serena Williams docuseries set at ESPN?
Tell us about it. What are they going to do?
So they're going to, this is going to be a play off of, it's going to be called In the Arena with Serena Williams. And this docuseries will highlight some of Williams' most defining career and personal moments. And this was done already once with Man of the Arena, Tom Brady. So now this is where they're going to be taking different types of high profile athletes, bringing us into their homes and into their lives and into the court with them, whatever court sport, whatever it may be. And we're going to learn, you know, a little bit more of an in-depth look, kind of like the 30 for 30s that they do on sporting events and different big things.
But, I like it.
You know, Serena Williams, as we love her here. And I just like to see that she's going to be getting this recognition over at ESPN and following up Tom Brady, who we all know has been a little annoying this last year, but he is still one of the greatest football players of all time. So to be, as she is one of the, she's the GOAT of tennis. So she, in my eyes, belongs in that same grouping.
So big tennis news today, but I'm not going to say anything.
Was it a match today?
Yep.
Oh, you don't want to ruin a spoiler?
I don't want to spoil.
Oh, you cannot spoil that.
Nope.
You cannot spoil that.
Lori spoiled it for me the last...
I didn't mean to.
Yeah. Oh, I remember.
Yeah,
that was an accidental one.
Yeah.
That was an accident. Well, this is kind of interesting. Speaking of Tom Brady, his ex Giselle met up with Shakira.
Shakira
for a nice little lunch, and I'm sure that was quite the conversation with their two breakups that those two recently have had. I mean,
because their kids aren't really the same age.
No, they're I think there's about a four.
She's got younger kids.
Ones compared to Giselle. Yeah. But the biggest thing, I mean, both of them were dating two of the biggest superstars in the world,
and they both live in Miami.
And they had very vocal breakups. Shakira even coming out with a song about
her. That's right. Putting the brouhaha, the witch's brouhaha, on her balcony to face her mother-in-law's apartment. Remember, she put the witch on the balcony. The witch called the bruja.
Yes.
Bruja is, I think, Spanish for witch.
She definitely was pulling some shade there, and I loved it. Shakira definitely, whereas Giselle just kind of sat back with that sexy jiu-jitsu instructor and just kind of went to Costa Rica and rode horses.
Yeah, when he retired, she's like, wishing you the best.
Yes.
Wishing you well.
I did forget about Giselle's very comedic lines that were hidden. There were some dark hidden meetings in those. And we'll do one more sports story here because we've got about 10 seconds left.
Okay.
This one came out about a week ago, but Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, he got over $10 million raised after his injury when he suffered that hit on his chest last year and he didn't play football. Well, he is turning that into a good deed. He's basically creating his own charity and taking all that money. But the biggest thing, and there's a little bit of controversy right now behind it because people could write that off now because it's going to a charity, whereas before it was a GoFundMe for his medical bills. So there's a little bit of back and forth as to how people can write these donations off. But the biggest thing is he's taken $10 million that the fans helped raise and creating a charity for kids. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Grant.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. Oh, my gosh. We love, love, love Chanhassen Dinner Theaters. It's a cool place for a date night, a girls' night, a birthday, family gatherings, delicious dinner, and at intermission, get a fantastic dessert or one of their signature ice cream drinks.
But on the main stage, you cannot miss this fun, fun, fun musical. We've been raving about it. We've seen it twice. It closes June 10th. It's the prom. You want to get your tickets now because June 10th will be here for you know it. And coming after that, it's the Jersey Boys, which is one of the top 10 most long-running shows in Broadway.
So good.
History, all to hear the songs and the stories that Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, was such a prolific group, live at the Chan. We cannot wait.
We absolutely can't wait. ChanhassenDinnerTheater.com. ChanhassenDT.com and Chanhassen Dinner Theaters, always entertaining you.
Thunderball.
Okay, so last week we talked about Judy Garland's family and why they moved from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
The Blooms, right? Or the Gums. The Gums. I love that.
Out to California, and that Judy Garland, when she died, was buried in New York City until her husband had passed, and then she was moved, interned.
Interred
is how we think we call it. Moved to the cemetery in Hollywood called Hollywood Forever.
Yeah.
And so when I was moving that little piece of information in my mind, I thought, well, what the hell is the Hollywood Forever Cemetery? And what's the history? Because it said the scandalous Hollywood
Kind of famous, right?
Yes. So here is the history of the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Before we start, here's who's buried there.
Anne Heche was just put there on Monday.
She was. This is what renewed our interest.
That's right.
Anne Heche, Judy Garland, Rudolph Valentino, Cecil B. DeMille, Douglas Fairbanks, James Mansfield, Peter Lorre, Mickey Rooney, Johnny Ramone, Bugsy Siegel, The Little Rascals, more recently, Chris Cornell, Valerie Harper, just tons and tons of people. But here is how this event started. It started out in a weird way. It was founded in 1899 on 100 acres, originally called the Hollywood Cemetery. RKO Studios purchased 40 acres, and this became the Paramount Studios lot.
Wow.
Of the 100. Part of the remaining land was put aside for the Beth Olam Cemetery, which was the only Jewish burial ground in Hollywood. In 1939, convicted felon Jules Roth purchased a 51% of the stake in the property. And for the next six decades, he used cemetery funds to pay for personal luxuries while the grounds fell into disrepair.
Uh-oh.
And this is just a little side note about the Paramount Studios lot. You know the Paramount logo that is like a mountain and then some stars wrap mm-hmm. around it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It originally had 24 stars in its logo, and that was all the stars that were under contract. And each time they'd add a star under contract, they would change their logo.
I never knew that.
That's the stars.
That's how it goes.
I thought that was kind of a fun little story.
And they fly in when they come in, the stars, like when you watch the visual.
Yes, they do. So as it grew,
one of the most iconic openings.
It really
besides
is.
MGM, the Lion.
The Lion.
Yeah, the Lion is the mm-hmm. best, yeah.
So he forbid this, go back to the guy's name, which is Roth.
Yeah.
And he forbid minorities to be buried at this cemetery. This included actress Hattie McDaniel from Gone with the Wind, who expressed the desire to be buried amongst her peers. And in the 1950s, he just said, no, that's not going to happen, and refused to have her buried there. So in the 50s, when Roth purchased a luxury boat that he said he was going to use to scatter people's ashes out in the ocean, instead of doing that, he had parties, big parties, liaisons with women, blah, 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 blah. And the IRS...
I was going to say, the feds have got to be coming in, busting him somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
A disgruntled employee alerted the IRS, and Roth was forced to sell some piece of the land to settle the tax debt. And what he did is he sold a portion of it that became a shopping strip mall to pay for the taxes that he owed the IRS.
Oh, my gosh. This land has been...
It's been around
turned
forever.
Over, yeah.
In 1974, it was in such bad shape that when Cass Elliot, remember her from the Mamas and the Papas,
mm-hmm.
died?
Mm-hmm.
The crematory was shut down after singer Cass Elliot was cremated. According to the cemetery grounds supervisor, the bricks began falling around her remains even as the cremation was going on.
Oh, dear.
So they had to, Max Factor, actually, the heirs of the well-known makeup artist Max Factor, who was interned in the Beth Olam Mausoleum, moved him and other Max Factor families to Hillside Memorial Park in Culver City because the mausoleum sustained water damage that discolored the wall.
Apart.
And no one was taking care of it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And how they were making money is because by the 90s, the cemetery was no longer profitable. And it only made money for charging people for disinterment, to take the bodies out. They charged $500 a person. So, which is just crazy. So that's how bad it had become. Jules Roth, other plot owners that were there in the late 80s filed a class action lawsuit against them and discovered that this Roth guy was just doing everything bad.
Yeah.
Late 80s, I'm skipping ahead to 1997 when Roth became ill in his Hollywood home. Several months before his death, he was bedridden and disoriented. And during this time, his will was changed, which we hear about, to provide for his business associates and maid, who were the only witnesses at the time to the signature,
dear.
Not his relatives who were listed in the previous will. They were all written out. He died then and was interned next to his wife, Virginia, blah, 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 blah. After his death, two other owners, Brent and Tyler Cassidy, bought it. And they discovered that the cemetery's endowment care fund meant to care for the cemetery in perpetuity was like, missing $9 million.
Oh, wow.
And they discovered that Mr. Roth just spent everything wrong.
Yeah, yeah,
and then the new owners bought it for a cheap price because it was just in rundown for $375,000.
Oh.
But they got into trouble because they were running a Ponzi scheme in the middle states.
This is like the most tainted.
This should be a movie.
Yeah.
No, I know.
Anybody who touches this property has something bad done to them.
It does have
but
something
bad. I think
bad.
This story has a happy ending.
It does. And so,
like a good romance.
The
novel.
Russians then in the late 90s and early 2000s take up now about 30% of the graves. And what they would allow them to do is put monuments on top of the graves and photos. If you've ever been to an Italian gravestone, I still have, I think it's my screensaver, is this dude.
A cemetery.
It's him. And his name was like Benito. But on the graves, they have a photo of the people.
Oh, wow.
And so they allowed that to happen. And in 2010, the scandal hit everyone, you know, the Ponzi scheme, and they got out of it then. And it then has been run lately to, it continues to thrive. That family sold their interest to someone else, and it's now named Hollywood Forever. And celebrities are choosing this location again.
Yes, because it's been
redone. And an interesting side note, the cemetery helped shape the history of American film. In 1970, Paramount Studios had financial troubles. Their parent company, and we know this from The Godfather that we watched.
Yeah, The Offer.
The parent company, Gulf and Western, explored selling the studio lot.
Mm-hmm.
They offered the land to Jules Roth, because he only had 40% of it, to expand it. But due to financial troubles,
he couldn't buy it.
He couldn't. Paramount opted to keep the studio. Had it been sold, it's possible The Godfather would have never been made. And we see all this during that movie, The Making of The Godfather.
Yeah.
Other things about this is it. Hattie McDaniel was able to be moved.
No, she's buried there.
Yes, she's buried there.
Can you take tours?
You can. Here's kind of a cool thing.
Open.
They do, and what they have is on everybody now that's buried there, they have this forever tributes. And so the cemetery website contains these forever tributes of each star that can consist of a video with an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And there's photo clips, honorees, interviews with friends.
I would totally like to go to this.
I know it.
And then, I'm surprised we haven't gone,
Julia. I am too. But what they have at night is they have Paramount Pictures after dark.
They show movies.
They show movies on the weekends, and they have concerts there.
Yes.
But Paramount after dark is a tour of the studio and
the cemetery.
And there's like things that you're going to hear about. What's his name? Rudolph Valentino. He was $3 million in debt when he died. He couldn't afford to be buried there. So someone's friend, husband, had cheated on her or something, and she gave the spot to him.
Okay.
And people place roses. There's
this is the Hugh Hefner. Hef, apparently, once a week until he died, had a single white or red rose. I can't remember.
Place.
To Marilyn Monroe's crypt, and then he bought the spot above her.
Oh my
yes
wow.
Yeah.
It's $25 per person, and it's a two, if you wanted to take a tour of it, it's $25 a person, 2.5 hours long.
That's worth it if you like Hollywood stuff,
right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine,
and cemeteries
are
always kind of beautiful, peaceful places.
Like Lakewood and our
Lakewood is beautiful, and they're opening up, and they're having some events.
Yeah,
and they have concerts. The Flaming Lips played there a couple of weeks, you know. So
we got to go to this, Julia.
I know it. I was really kind
I'm
of excited.
Shocked we haven't.
Well, Lori.
I know.
Who's got time?
Anyway,
it's called Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Hollywood Forever, yeah.
And I think it would be really cool to see.
Mm-hmm.
I like
very
cemeteries.
Cool.
So anyway. All right, there you go.
Mary from the St. Paul Grill said, ooh, the ladies are dressed up. And they do dress up for Shania. And I told you, Chris Riemenschneider had a great story about how Flip Phone, one of their most popular drag brunch, is the Shania.
I love it.
Because she has the range of fans.
Yes, she does. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay.
And her new album is really good. The one that came out in February with Waking Up Dreaming and Giddy Up. And
yeah, Giddy Up's fun.
Giddy Up is fun. I hope she talks very little.
Yes.
And changes several times and sings everything.
The hits.
I do too, Lori. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have a blast. New things that are happening tonight. This one looks really good to me, and three episodes are dropping on Apple TV. It's called High Desert.
Oh, and with Patricia Arquette.
Patricia Arquette, Bernadette Peters, Brad Garrett, and our guy from, Homeland. Rutherford.
Kiefer Sutherland?
No, Rutherford. Homeland. Rupert, you remember him. He's a British actor.
Yes.
So here's what it's about. Is basically, it's a dark...
Casey quit watching Homeland when that guy got killed.
His name was Quinn.
Yeah, Quinn.
Way to give away that.
Well, Julie, you can't give away a show.
Homeland is one of the best shows. Mm-hmm.
But Casey quit after Quinn.
Oh, yeah. No, that... Oh,
Peter Quinn was the character,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
What's his name?
Rupert.
Rupert Worth?
He's so cute. He's dreamy. But this looked good because
it's a dark comedy.
It's on Apple Plus?
Yeah, starring Patricia Arquette. Mm-hmm. She's a recovering addict and decides kind of to become a private eye. Investigator Brad Garrett's kind of her lazy, half-assed other private investigator. Mm-hmm. Bernadette Peters plays her mom. Mm-hmm. And it just looks quirky and good.
The trailer looked good. I watched it before I watched City on Fire. They showed it, and I thought, you know what? Patricia Arquette is, like, ever since the Dannemora, when that came back, it was like all of a sudden people realized she's a great actress. She had that quirky, weird part in Severance.
Medium, and then she was in Medium.
Oh, we loved her in Medium.
She's good.
She is good.
It's Rupert Friend.
I couldn't remember his name. Yeah, mm-hmm. He's good. And then the other one that kicks off tonight is The Family Stallone on Paramount Plus. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Guess what? We are looking for our fourth caller right now to win a pair of tickets to go see Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express at the Guthrie. And you will be going on Friday night, May 26th of Memorial Day weekend at 7 o'clock. Give Gran a buzz if you can make it to this exciting play. 651-641-1071.
And I'm taking the fourth caller, correct?
Yes.
All righty. Let's go. Let's dial it in, guys.
I read the review on the show. They like it. And it's playing until July 2nd at the Guthrie.
Fantastic. Okay. So I have to... what else did I want to tell you?
Well, in tonight's Vanderpump Rules finale, they showed the teaser. Ariana saying that Tom had sex in the car with Raquel as she mourned the death of her dog. And I'm just like, of course they had sex in the car. You were living in the house. I mean, this is like, now this storyline feels stale to me.
It does. And it's
gone on so long and none of it's surprising. And the milking that's been done and the stretching that's been done. But yet, I think people will enjoy the finale, but kind of seeing sex in the car. And I'm like, okay, this is affairs, car sex, hotel sex, behind the bush sex.
Okay, I have renewal sex.
Okay, what's that?
Here's what's being renewed right now. Okay. Netflix renewed Ginny and Georgia for two more seasons.
Oh, I never watched
it. My sister loves it. I watched the first season. I will go back to this.
Yes. Shannon
likes it too. It's funny. I actually found myself liking it.
You did?
I do
it's
too.
It's a complete girl's show. It's a girl's jam
for sure, but like as a man who didn't know a lot of this stuff, I learned a lot and laughed a lot throughout the whole thing. Lily and I dig this show. It's funny.
I agree. And Virgin River, which I kind of popped out of, I might go back, has also been renewed for season 6.
Oh, okay.
So there's just a little bit of that. Okay, let's see.
Boy, does Whoopi, I turned on The View for the first time in like a week today. Oh. She bitterly complains because they don't have writers.
Okay.
And she's like, I need writers to make sense of all of this. And I'm like, don't cry.
Don't cry to us, Argentina.
Right.
Because we don't want to know that these aren't your own thoughts.
Right.
It's The View. This is a really good thing from Lynn, and she said she heard on the morning show, ours, Jason, Alexis, and Holly, that if you move to Hawaii, child support extends to children from 18 to the age of 23.
Oh, that's why
Kevin... If the kids are going to college.
Oh, there's why Kevin's moving to Hawaii.
Scam!
There you go. Well, that explains it because it doesn't make any sense for Kevin Federline to move there. But I sincerely told my dad how much I wanted to go to the University of Honolulu. And he sincerely told me how much that was never going to happen.
Oh, I would sincerely tell you.
Because he was like, yeah, you're not going there and you're not going in debt to go there.
Cletus. Now,
he's back to Cletus.
He's back to Cletus. Kevin Federline, his original name.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, geez. That's good intel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good intel because I wouldn't have thought about about that.
I thought so, too. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But didn't that sound fancy? I remember thinking I wanted to go to UCLA or the University of Honolulu mostly because I felt like they were going to have good school sweatshirts that would be cool to have afterwards.
You're absolutely ridiculous. I didn't even think of anything outside of Duluth.
Yeah.
Because my parents didn't say fill out the paperwork. My sister went there and she was a senior.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I went all the way.
I have no idea.
I went St. John, St. Thomas, a couple schools in town here just to appease my parents.
Yeah.
But then I went all the way down the coast from USF to Santa Clara to UC Santa Barbara to Cal Poly.
You were on the college tour like Julia.
No, but he was applying.
I was determined to get to the West Coast.
He's an only child and he's like, my parents obey.
Exactly.
My dad was like, you're not going into debt. You're going to live at home and go to UMD.
Smart. My dad's like, I could buy 3 or 4 convertibles if I didn't put you through college.
We didn't even have a conversation in my family. All right. Everyone have a great night. Lori's review of Shania Twain will be tomorrow. We'll be back. Thanks, Grant.
Job done. Off you go.